Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We got an email here from Hunter.
Good evening, Ben and Nathan. Please allow me to introduce myself. My name is Hunter. I'm a 26-year-old and a relatively recent graduate. I graduated from undergrad in 2019 and grad school in 2021. I have always loved the concept of law and the career, yet I am having difficulty with the LSAT and whether law school is a good fit for me. Here are the major points I'm consistently weighing.
Ben, what's the concept of law?
The concept of order, rules, I don't know. What is the concept of law?
They didn't teach that in law school. I don't know.
The concept, yeah. The belief in a system. Pros, I have a strong desire for the legal field and cannot accept any other career. What?
Okay.
There are billions of careers out there. We just reached 8 billion people, by the way.
You think there's billions of careers with 8 billion
people? I think there are billions of careers. Yeah, I think there are. I think there's a billion different kinds of random shit that people want done.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, maybe a billion. What do you think? Billion? 1/8?
Semantics.
I have an MBA with a final GPA of 3.7. Shows major academic improvement.
All right. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. They don't care about your MBA.
I have an MBA. It was really easy to get A's. I was a shitty. I had probably exactly the same. I had a very bad undergrad. And then I had probably a 3.7 in business school. I was a terrible business student. Everybody knows that grades are wildly inflated in graduate programs. It's not really the feather in your cap that you think it is, but.
Okay. Pro number three, according to Hunter, I am very energized about the admission process, law school, and ready to begin this dream career. I don't like any of these reasons.
Well, yeah, it's all conclusions for one. I mean, the first and the last, right, are just, I really, really want to do this. But are you demonstrating that you really want to do it?
Why do you want to do it?
That could be helpful, but I'm much more interested in, like, are you taking steps toward it? And emailing the show is taking steps toward it. But, like, a strong desire and cannot accept any other career and very energized and ready to begin the dream career. I mean, you're saying the same thing four times. So that's not, like, actually a reason. You know, you got the drive. That's great. Your MBA is not a reason. I mean, you're. That was meant to be a, like, here's why they're going to admit me, because I showed academic improvement with my
MBA. It's not a reason to go.
It's not a reason to go. Yeah, that's not, we're not, I thought we were going to be looking at pros and cons of going to law school and whether law school is a good fit for you. And none of those things really, I mean, having the drive, you know, like, really, if it's true that you will not accept any other career, then that can mean something.
But there's a problem there, though, too. I just can't accept
it. How do you know? How old are you? You're 26. Okay, so you're very young. You haven't seen so much of life. Things can change. I never found my career until I was 33. You know, when I was 26, I would have said shit. This is, you know, I might have thought that this is the only thing for me, but then not had any idea what I was even talking about. So.
Yeah.
I'm skeptical, I guess.
Would you not accept any other career at this point, Nathan?
Now?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't accept working for anybody else. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I'll only work for me for the rest of my life. I do love teaching so much, you know, and the podcast is part of that too, right? It's like, it's so gratifying to put stuff out there in the world and have people go, oh my God, thank you. I'm learning so much. You're helping me so much. I mean, it's very, very gratifying what we do.
So there's a lot of careers that you would easily say no to, but the idea that there are no other careers that would be equally or more appealing seems unlikely, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else I would like.
Yeah. Neither do I. Who knows what they are? But if someone was like, there's so many things out there.
Hey, will you hold this $1 billion for me? I'll pay you 10% a year to to hold my $1 billion, I'd be like, okay.
Sure. But there's also like other things that could be fulfilling, right? Not just financially rewarding.
Okay, well,
like,
I could make up a million other examples too, but sure, there are, everybody's got a price. There's other things, and it doesn't have to be a money price, right? There's other things that we might do.
Yeah. Other podcasts, whatever. Okay.
My intention is for sure to keep doing this.
His cons. My undergraduate GPA sits at a low 2.3.
You can just say 2.3.
That's not a good thing.
I mean, devastatingly low. It doesn't really matter. I don't think that much, like the difference between 2.3 and 2.5 or 2.7 or 2.9. I don't know. It's all just kind of like you're below the median at every law school. That's not a great sign.
Well, it's not great for getting in, but also to me, like we're talking about whether or not this is a good fit for you, Hunter. Academics don't seem like your thing.
Hunter's going to come back and say, but I have a 3.7 in my MBA. And yeah, I mean, that's good. You know, sounds like you're showing up to your MBA. You're doing the work. Maybe you didn't show up. Maybe you didn't do any of the work at all in your undergrad. If you're like me, but yeah, law school, like the best lawyers that I know are like really good students. Like they love school. They always got straight A's because they just love it.
Yeah, this is tough. My official LSAT was 142. That was in the June 2022 LSAT. Not sure why you signed up to take it.
Yeah, you definitely should not have taken that official test, Hunter. You were clearly not ready for it. That number isn't going to hold you back. It's just a zero. It's a wasted first attempt. You've got at least two more attempts this cycle and total of five in 5 years. So you've got multiple chances at it, but like that didn't, it's not really as much of a con as you think it is. It doesn't mean anything to me other than you wasted an attempt at the LSAT.
I mean, people start in the 140s all the time
and end up in the 170s, you know, like I've seen that happen before. So why did you take the LSAT when you were clearly unprepared? That's a bad idea. But that 142 doesn't like mean that you're not cut out for it or whatever, because I have no idea what you did for prep.
Not yet. Yeah. My dyslexia and ADHD keep me from concentrating for long periods of time. Parentheses, not an excuse, yet a hurdle of mine. Okay. I mean, those are challenges. You can get accommodations that will help with the LSAT and probably continue on in law school.
Lawyers do need to concentrate for long periods of time, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in LA, Ben, visiting my friends, Mike and Nikki, Cole Black, the attorney. She's at her desk at 7 a.m. and she's really happy that these days, you know, she only usually works till like 6 p.m.
Yeah.
That's every single day. I mean, she doesn't get up. Like she's sitting there working right now. That's all she does for like 50, 60 hours a week. I will say that you probably, Hunter, can get accommodated. I mean, almost guaranteed you can get accommodated for the dyslexia and the ADHD. If you're not already accommodated, I mean, that's going to give your LSAT a shot in the arm for sure. But it also is making the time longer. And if you're telling us that you can't concentrate for long periods of time, then that might be bad. It does seem like you should go get diagnosed, though, and like then apply for the accommodations, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hunter says, additionally, I'm looking to enroll in LSAT Demon and would like a suggestion on which plan to accept. If you have any suggestions, it would be greatly appreciated. Once again, thank you for taking this inquiry, and I look forward to your response. What plan, Nathan?
Free.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Start with free and see what kind of progress you can make.
Start with free, and when you run out of questions, you can upgrade. But like, are you going to do the work? And I would start with the free account, see if you like the way the demon works. There's what, a couple tests, 2.5 tests, I guess, worth of stuff that you can do.
Yep.
Hours and hours of videos, hundreds of written explanations. Like there's a ton there. And you could do all of it for absolutely for free. But yeah, based on what Hunter's telling us here, I would not like enthusiastically say, pay me money.
Yeah.
I mean, get accommodated, do all the free stuff in the demon. Now, if you're scoring in the mid 150s, then it could be worth signing up.
Yeah, use the test as a guide. If you can't get up to a high score, 165 plus, maybe that's your indication as well.
Yeah, one data point is totally worthless to us, but multiple data points, we get to start to see like whether you're learning anything or not. And if you're using the demon's resources, you should be learning. So I would expect that that score would start clicking up almost immediately. Then if you want to know more about the plans, I mean, you know, the live one has live classes every day. People don't know that, Ben. I ran into somebody at a grocery store. I was at a Whole Foods, actually. Some random dude had an LSAT book open.
Hmm.
And I was sitting right at the table right next to him.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not LSAT, is it? And he's like, yeah, it is. And I asked him if he had ever heard of LSAT Demon, because he mentioned that he had used some other prep programs.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go, have you heard anything about LSAT Demon or checked it out? No, no, I've been meaning to go check it out. Yeah, I mean, the only thing I heard about it is that it's pretty expensive. But then like 5 minutes later, he's on the website looking around at it. And he's like, you guys do live classes? You guys have, it was a Monday. He's like, I wish it was yesterday. He's like, you guys have 7 classes today?
Yeah, it's crazy. I was actually just thinking about this yesterday. I must have been looking at the same time, because it's like you click through the week and there are multiple classes every day. I mean, I know this, but seeing it is kind of cool.
It's awesome, man. Like I'm really proud of what we offer at all levels of subscription. But the live offerings are a screaming bargain. I mean, yeah. 1 month for $2.95 and you're going to be able to go to like 50 live classes. That's a conservative estimate.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the way, this guy's working with a one-on-one tutor.
Yeah.
Paying some guy from Wiseant $80 an hour or whatever.
Yeah. You just wasting.
And I'm like,
money.
Are you kidding me? For 3 or 4 hours worth of tutoring, you could work with me and Ben and a dozen other kick-ass teachers for an entire month. Or you could, work with your one-on-one tutor for 1 hour for 3 weeks.
Who may or may not be giving you good advice. We don't know.
Who may or may not like even be good at the test. You know, it could be some 164 scorer who kind of gets it, but doesn't really get it.
Added it to their Wiseant profile.
Exactly. Oh, I teach GMAT, GRE, ACT, SAT, you know, MCAT.
Yeah,
MCLEX.
All these tests are the same. I know. What do you? Yeah. What's your question? Yeah. Which question are you struggling with?
Well,
you got to
manage your time. You got to eliminate the worst answers, narrow it down to 2, and then guess. I mean, who knows? But, anyway, it is, if you want to know about the plans, that $2.95 a month, if you're going to the live classes, is a shocking bargain.
Yeah.
Compared to any other live LSAT interaction.
Yep.
There's just, it doesn't compare.
It's astronomically greater too than what we provided when we tried our best in the in-person arena, right?
Yeah. And that's documented by like scoreboard. I mean, I'm confident that my classes 3 years ago used to be shit.
Yep.
Compared to what we do now at the Demon.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry for so much of a sales pitch about the Demon. I hope we gave Hunter some good advice. Any final thoughts there?
Nope.
Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.